Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Classic Bowl 31 event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. It's the Tri-State's largest high school football, basketball, band, and cheerleading extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member honor band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states. But first, it's All-Star Girls Basketball Tuesday, then Boys Basketball on Thursday. Friday night, attend the awards banquet where the Classic Bowl Foundation honors this year's best high school talent. Saturday at 2 o'clock, it's the 101 Classic Bowl Parade in downtown Woodward. Then, all the activities culminate with Classic Bowl football Saturday, June 1st. This grand spectacle kicks off at 7, with the football game getting underway at 8. Halftime festivities highlighted with a performance by the Honor Band. Tickets are on sale now. Basketball tickets are $10, $5 for students. Football tickets are $25, $15, and $10. Charge by phone at 580-256-4101. Be in Woodward for Classic Bowl 31, a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
The Trump administration yesterday afternoon announcing $16 billion will be made available to help U.S. farmers and ranchers cope with the losses in markets, losses in prices. President Trump had commodity and farm organization leaders around him, including Zippy Duval, president of American Farm Bureau, as he made the announcement in the Roosevelt Room of the White House.
So today I'm announcing that I have directed Secretary Perdue to provide $16 billion in assistance to America's farmers and ranchers. It all comes from China. The $16 billion in funds will help keep our cherished farms thriving and make clear that no country has veto on America's economic and national security.
$14.5 billion of it will be under the Market Facilitation Program. It's a little bit of a different twist of a program, though, compared to last year's program. A lot of the dollars will be based on a single county rate multiplied by the farm's total plantings to these key crops that will be a part of the program in aggregate here in 2019. By the end of July, 1st of August, the first set of payments will be going out to U.S. agriculture. Meanwhile, farmers and ranchers continue to call on the Trump administration to get some trade deals done, including something with China ASAP. But also, they're wanting Congress to move forward to ratify the USMCA, the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian Trade Agreement. Angela Hoffman is the executive co-director of Farmers for Free Trade. She's traveling across the country in a motorcade, urging passage.
I'm really stressing the importance of the new NAFTA, the USMCA agreement, and most importantly, the importance to get this over the goal line. We have a great negotiated deal. We want to make sure that we're getting back into business with our two top trading partners, Canada and Mexico.
Angela Hoffman, who talked with our own Carson Horn about the USMCA, very pleased to see the Trump administration removing those steel and aluminum tariffs, Section 232 tariffs, off of Mexico and Canada. And in turn, Mexico and Canada reciprocating by removing their tariffs on agricultural products. She calls it a step in the right direction.
Yes, the removal of those tariffs was just a tremendously positive move for several reasons. One, we will now see the counter-retaliation that has impacted so many of our exports, whether that's apples, dairy, pork. We're seeing some just big export retaliation. So I think when you're looking at a time of, you know, record low prices, getting that market to open so your top-line sales can grow and you can really help with the bottom-line expenses, all of that comes together in a very positive movement. And most importantly, it's really going to help to get our trading partners, Canada and Mexico, to take up this action.
Angela Hoffman with Farmers for Free Trade. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.